in the limelight.
After killing dozens of Syrian civilians in a 2019 bombing, the U.S. military exonerated itself and concealed evidence. It's the latest scandal for a shadowy U.S. war in Syria that has evaded oversight. In this regard, we have prepared for you an article written by Aaron Mate titled "Syria's My Lie, U.S. Massacred 70 Civilians and Covered It Up." Please stay with us to hear more about the story. The New York Times has exposed one of the U.S. military's worst massacres and cover-up scandals since My Lai in Vietnam. On March 18, 2019, amid a so-called battle with the Daesh Takfiri terrorist, the U.S. Air Force bombed a crowd of civilians taking shelter near the town of Baghouz, Syria, killing a reported 70 people. The attacks occurred within a five-minute span, an initial strike and then another with heavier bombs as survivors fled. The Times' Dave Phillips and Eric Schmidt report, without warning, an American F-15E attack jet dropped a 500-pound bomb on the crowd, swallowing it in a shattering blast. As the smoke cleared, a few people stumbled away in search of cover. Then a jet tracking them dropped one 2,000-pound bomb, then another, killing most of the survivors. U.S. military personnel in Qatar watched the attack in real time via surveillance drone at a scene. The high-definition footage showed that only two or three armed men were near the crowd and were not engaging in any kind of combat activity that would have justified a defensive military strike. Phillips and Schmidt write, instead of accountability at every step, the military made moves that concealed the catastrophic strike. The site of the bombing was bulldozed. The unit that conducted the strike vindicated itself. Key evidence was buried, military logs were altered, and investigations were stalled and subverted. Although the Pentagon's independent inspector general managed to launch a probe, the report containing its findings was stalled and stripped of any mention of the strike. The bombing was called in by a classified Special Operations Unit Task Force 9, which led U.S. ground operations in Syria. 2 months after the March 2019 massacre, the task force completed a civilian casualty report on the strike that claimed that only four civilians were killed. It also determined that the strike was lawfully conducted in self-defense. The Baghouz killings likely only came to light because of whistleblowers who challenged the cover-up from within. Lieutenant General Dean W. Corsack, an Air Force lawyer present in Qatar Air Base, when the massacre was observed, immediately ordered officials to preserve evidence, including video, and urged superiors to open a war crimes investigation. When they refused, Corsack alerted the Pentagon's independent inspector general. Earlier this year, after 2 years of inaction, Corsack shared details about the cover-up with the Senate Armed Services Committee. He wrote, "I'm putting myself at great risk of military retaliation for sending this," adding, "Senior-ranking U.S. military officials intentionally and systematically circumvented the deliberate strike process." Corsack wrote that a unit had intentionally entered false strike log entities, clearly seeking to cover up the incidents. Calling the classified death toll shockingly high, he said the military did not follow its own requirements to report and investigate the strike. He wrote there was a good chance that the highest levels of government remained unaware of what was happening on the ground. When Corsack alerted the Air Force's Office of Special Investigations, an Air Force major replied that the office would likely only probe the massacre if there was a potential for high media attention, concern with outcry from local community and government, concern sensitive images may get out. We'll be right back. The Senate Armed Committee reached out to CORSAC after being approached by another whistleblower, Jean Tate, an investigator at the Pentagon's Inspector General Office. Tate told the Times that he witnessed similar stonewalling and censorship. Tate said leadership just seemed to set on bearing this. No one wanted anything to do with it, adding, "It makes you lose faith in the system when people are trying to do what's right, but no one in positions of leadership wants to hear it." After raising concerns at multiple levels, Tate says that in October 2020, he was forced out of his position and escorted from the building by security. In response to the New York Times, Central Command acknowledged the Bagus massacre for the first time, but it continues to deny the civilian toll, insisting that just 4 civilians were killed. According to the Times, a U.S. military statement claimed that 60 of the dead may have not been civilians. The Times uncovered additional evidence that the cover-up is part of a broader pattern of U.S. terrorist forces ignoring safeguards against attacking civilians in Syria and hiding the death toll. According to the Times, some officials believe that Task Force 9, the unit behind the strike, was systematically circumventing the safeguards created to limit civilian deaths. By late 2018, about 80% of all airstrikes it was calling in claimed self-defense. Previous mass casualty-causing military operations in Syria have also evaded scrutiny. As a New Yorker report observed in 2020, U.S. bombings in Syria have reduced parts of the country to wasteland. In Raqqa, U.S. adopted the strategy of physical annihilation applied against a city that still harbored a significant civilian population, causing an utter decimation that might be unique in this century. According to the Times expose on Bagus, U.S. officials assessing civilian deaths in places like Raqqa did not investigate on the ground and often based their findings on how many dead civilians they could definitively identify from aerial footage of the rubble. News of the massacre comes just days after the U.S. military exonerated itself for the killing of 10 civilians, including 7 children, in its August drone strike in Kabul. The U.S. military's cover-up of the Bagus massacre also parallels the My Lai massacre in Vietnam. A reported 504 Vietnamese civilians, including 182 women and 173 children, were slaughtered by U.S. occupation forces in My Lai and neighboring My Khe 4 on March 16, 1968. Just like in Bagus, the U.S. military unit involved in My Lai massacre, the 11th Infantry Brigade, carried out an investigation and exonerated itself. The atrocity was revealed in November 1969 by journalist Seymour Hersh, who interviewed 2 of the key perpetrators. Hersh's report, published by the small anti-war outlet The Dispatch News Service, helped turn U.S. public opinion against the Vietnam War. The massacre was kept hidden from the public for a year longer than My Lai was. Hersh's story came out 18 months after the My Lai massacre. The Bagus slaughter occurred on March 18, 2019 and was revealed by the New York Times on November 13, 2021, more than 2 years later. Coincidentally, the Times story was published one day after the 52nd anniversary of Hersh's report on My Lai, on November 12, 1969. The lack of accountability for U.S. bombings that kill civilians is only one element of a years-long U.S. warfare campaign in Syria, given a blank check by Congress and kept largely from public view. Against the will of the Syrian government and with no authorization from the United Nations Security Council or the U.S. Congress, the U.S. military continues to occupy a large swath of northeast Syria with hundreds of troops. The Biden administration has deceived the public about both the nature of the U.S. mission in Syria and its motives. Although the U.S. claims that its sole purpose in Syria is fighting Daesh, the U.S. military has in fact barely done any fighting over the last 2 years. In 2019, now senior Biden official Dana Strahl admitted that the U.S. military occupation in Syria is not only about completing the anti-Daesh fight. Strahl explained, "In reality, occupying the resource-rich economic powerhouse region in Syria's northeast, which contains the country's hydrocarbons and is its agricultural powerhouse, gives the U.S. government broader leverage to influence a political outcome in Syria in line with U.S. dictates."